Okay, well, hello everyone. This is Linda speaking and welcome to the call. I want to thank you for joining us and taking a little time out of your busy schedule so that you can learn more about the business and achieve success. And of course, the main objective is to grow your Libri business. You know, as I was planning our call for today, I thought that I would like to put the focus of the call tonight on the formula that will bring you success in your Libri business. And that formula, of course, is to hold 6 shows a month and sponsor 2 new team members a month. And, you know, recently we announced our President's Circle. And I, of course, would love for each of you to become a member of this prestigious group. Now, in case you missed it, to become a member of the President's Circle during any month, starting with the month of March, the month that we're in right now, from March through June, when you hold 6 qualified shows and you sponsor 2 new consultants, you will become a member of the President's Circle. And as a member of the President's Circle, you will be recognized in our monthly newsletter publication, which is called The Wings. You're also going to receive a private coaching call with me. You're also going to be recognized on stage at national convention, and you're going to be invited to join me at the president's table for lunch. And this is the really good part. And you're going to receive an extra $100 bonus check, which you will earn each month that you qualify. So I want you to think about that. That's a lot of really neat stuff, recognition, having lunch at convention together, private luncheon, and the extra $100 check that you're going to receive. Now, in addition to all of that, imagine how your business and your income is going to grow when you reach the President's Circle. So that's really pretty exciting. So, okay, now how are you going to make that happen? Well, first of all, it's important to realize that there is not a lack of hostesses or customers out there. The secret, if there is one, to booking shows is that you must ask enough people. So don't expect to get a lot of shows on your calendar if you only talk to 2 or 3 people a month. If you call one person to talk about having her book a show with you, and she says, well, no, or she's too busy, or the timing just isn't right for whatever reason, and you stop making calls or you stop connecting with people, you've really just put yourself right out of business. But if you continue to keep calling, and let's say you call 8 people, and 2 or 3 out of the 8 people, or maybe it's 10 people that you call, and 2 and 3 are out of the 8 or 10 say, you know, yeah, they're going to have a show, how do you think you're going to feel then? Well, I would think that you're going to be excited, and you're going to be hopeful, and you're not going to wonder or think about those people who didn't book a show. And the reason is because you chose to keep moving forward. So success in booking shows is going from one no to the next without loss of enthusiasm. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Having success in booking shows is going from one no to the next without loss of enthusiasm. And it's really all about making enough contacts. So when you hold at least 6 shows, and at your shows, you share your share and care story, which we're going to talk about just a little bit and a little bit later. Plus, you invite each guest to learn more about the opportunity. You will typically have 3 to 4 sponsoring leads who will want to take a closer look at the opportunity, and you're going to probably sponsor 2 of them. So your odds of having more people who want more information on the opportunity goes way up when you get in front of enough people. And there are lots of people out there who want to book shows and who want to hear about an exciting opportunity. It's really all about how many people you choose to connect with, and it's a choice that you make. The thing you have to realize is that there is no shortage of people who want to book shows with you. Booking shows is all about just talking to enough people. So let's focus on achieving the President's Circle during the month of April. And so the first thing you want to focus your attention on now in the month of March is booking more shows into next month. Next month is also LeBri's birthday month, and we're going to be turning 15 years old in April. And this is going to be a great month for you to boost your business because you're going to have some extra special support in April. And again, if you missed it, I'm just going to quickly review it with you. During the month of April, we have a wonderful incentive called Glowing with Pride. And when someone hosts a LeBri show during the month of April, they're going to receive a special anniversary gift. They will be able to earn hostess rewards of up to $350 in free products, plus, in addition to that, they're going to also receive our Summer Glow gift set. Time to get the skin ready for the summer that we all hope and know is coming. Anyway, the Summer Glow gift set includes the Sunless Glow Tanning Lotion, our Vitamin E Stick with the SPF 22, and our fabulous Luminous Body Bronzing Lotion. Now, when the show is qualified, these outstanding products, they're going to be free to your hostess. That's an additional $56.90 value. So that's a lot. This gives you a reason to start talking to people. Start now. You know, don't wait till, you know, after April 1st. The key here to having a successful April, I mean, if you're not in President's Club in March, or you didn't have enough shows booked in March, you can turn this all around. Use this wonderful incentive. Have it work for you because it will. That's an extra $56.90 in additional products that your hostess will receive. So that's pretty exciting. So who is your booking target? You know, what is your booking target? You have to have it in your mind. So to start with, how many shows do you have on your calendar right now? And then how many more do you need to book to make sure that you will hold six or more shows in April and that is really the target that you will be shooting for? See, I believe that you always get what you focus in on. And a great visual that helps you to focus, and this is something that I did a lot, is I posted around my home, whether it be on a note in my car, on my visor, on the refrigerator, my vanity mirror. I always had little post-its, and it said, I will book X amount of shows in April. I will sponsor X amount of people in April. And it was a constant reminder to me, because the more you can focus on something, the chances are that it's going to come to you that much faster. So keep in mind that March is not over yet, and your hostesses this month receive this really beautiful, stylish travel bag. If you haven't seen it in person, it's a beautiful, quality bag. So you still have time, if you get busy, to book some shows this month and make the beautiful new bag that you want your hostess to have as a reason for calling. Because you always have to, you know, having a reason for calling, that makes it so much easier. So the more shows that you hold in March, that's going to increase the number of shows that you're going to have in April, since you're going to be getting bookings from the shows, which you are, you know, booking from March into April. So what do you say? You know, what do you do? You know, I say, hey, call everybody you know. Make a list of names. Think about this. When is the last time you really sat down and thought about all the people that you know? People that you know, kids, people that go to school with your children, the parents. Perhaps you belong to a health club, people from church. There's people everywhere if you really sit down and think about it. So after you make a list of names of people, then get out your calendar and mark off the days in your calendar that you want to book and hold your shows. That'll keep you organized, okay, because you don't want to just have a calendar and not know, okay, when can I hold a show? You don't want to book a show on a night that something's going on with one of the kids or another event. So get yourself organized. Get yourself prepared. Then practice your booking script. This is important. The secret to feeling comfortable about picking up the phone or just talking to someone and calling someone is that you're prepared with what to say. Repetition is the mother of skill. So be sure that you put in some practice time. I mean, I always practice my scripts, and I got so good at them that I never hesitated to pick up the phone. And you can get just as good if you practice, if you take a little time and just practice and rehearse. When you make your calls, sound excited. And you should be, because you have a heck of a deal to offer your hostess for the month of April. Now, in this month's Wings newsletter, our Vice President of Training, Lynn Regal, put together a wonderful article where she has given you scripts on what to say when you make calls to your prospects. If you haven't had a chance to read that article, I'm going to encourage you to do so. These scripts work. Practice them, and you're going to see that you're going to get results. But again, practice so that when you pick up the phone that you pretty much feel confident in what you're going to say because you've rehearsed it a couple of times. The other thing that's important, too, when booking shows is don't be afraid to ask for help. You know, so often we're shy or fearful about letting people know what our goals are. Let people know that you want to be a member of the President's Circle. I know when I was building my business, my hostesses knew what I was aiming for. If I was working towards, I remember the year I was working towards my company car. And every show that I went to, I told my hostesses, you know, I'm really working towards my car. I'm looking for people that really would enjoy earning some extra income and could benefit from my opportunity. Who do you know? Could I talk to that you feel could use some extra income or maybe they have a job that they're not happy with? And it was amazing how people rallied around me and they wanted to help me. And so often I feel many of us, we tend to hide our goals from other people because perhaps we feel that we don't want to ask them for help, or maybe we're imposing on them in some way. And I want to share with you a story about someone that I just recently met. And this is a woman that has been in direct selling for a while. And this is a single mom with two children that she raised. And this gal recently held 162 shows in 1 year. 162 shows in 1 year. This is a single mom raising two children on her own. And I asked her, I said, that's amazing. I said, how did you get so many shows booked? And she came right out and she told me that she always let her hostesses and her customers know what her goals were. And she told me the story that with the company that she was with at the time, that they could earn as many trips as they wanted. She would earn a trip for herself, a trip for her daughter, and she always wanted to earn a trip for her son. So she would tell her customers and hostesses that, okay, I'm earning a trip this year. We're going to England. And I've already earned my trip, but I need to earn my daughter's trip yet and my son's trip. And she would get calls from her customers and her hostesses asking them, did you earn, you know, and forgive me, I don't remember her daughter's name, but did you earn, you know, Julie's trip yet? Oh, you're almost there. Well, you know, I could help out by hosting a show. And it's amazing, she said to me, that she did that all the time. When she had a special incentive or a special contest that they were working towards, her customers and hostesses knew. People want to help people. And it's okay for you to say, you know, I'm expanding LeBry in the area, and I'm hoping you can help me out. I am working towards a really special incentive this month. I want to become a member of our new President's Circle. And in order to do that, I need to hold 6 shows. Would you be willing to help me and be a hostess for one of those shows? Now, most people want to help out. And once in a while, you can have someone say, well, you know, the timing isn't right. Perhaps she knows someone. The point that I'm trying to make here is don't be shy about asking for help. You know, we can't become successful without help. We need one another. I know that I wouldn't have been successful without the help that I had gotten. The key thing is I wasn't shy about sharing what it was that I was aiming for. And I hope that you start sharing as well and letting people know what your goals are. Okay, so go back, look at the scripts that were in the newsletter. That will help you get started with what to say. And the second part, of course, of the President's Circle is sponsoring two people. Now, sponsoring starts, of course, when you share your share and care story at your shows. Now, we recently did a video of a share and care story that you will find in your back room under the heading Linda's Training Videos. If you haven't had a chance to watch that video, I'm going to encourage you to do so because this is an example of a share and care story. this is really what sets the seed. It sets the whole sponsoring process in motion. When people hear your story as to how you were introduced to the product, your personal product testimonial, and why you became a consultant and your message. And this video, when you watch it, will teach you those steps, and then you will create your own Share and Care story if you haven't done so already. So when you're at your shows, you're going to talk about your Share and Care story. And then at the end of the show, one of the things that we do in the Share and Care story, and perhaps many of you are already doing this, is you ask the question, you know, how many here would enjoy earning some extra income, perhaps an extra $800 to $1,000 a month? And then you raise your hand, and then you watch and observe to see who amongst your guests raise their hand. And then you ask them, what would you do with an extra $800 a month? This is how you find out what people are wanting to have in their life. This is how you find out what tugs at their heart. And someone would say, you know, I really would love to help my children with their college education. Now you have a sponsoring prospect. You have someone who has shared a want, a need with you. So at the end of the show, okay, when you're taking her order, you bring it back to the conversation, to the Share and Care story, and you say, you know, Barb, you had raised your hand and you had shared with us that you would like to earn some extra income so that you could someday help pay for your children's college education. And I would like to really tell you a little bit more about LeBri, because I believe LeBri could certainly help you with that. When would be a good time for you and I get together to talk a little bit more about the LeBri opportunity? See, right at the end of your show, is you go back and you talk about the fact that she had raised her hand, that she had expressed a desire to earn some extra income, but that is when you book the appointment, right then and there. You know, you have to have a sense of urgency. And if she says for whatever reason that, you know, I really don't know what my schedule is, I don't have my schedule with me right now, then be sure if you can't book it right then and there that evening that you call her right away the next day, not 4 days later, not a week later, but right away the next day to book that appointment where you can get together with her and talk about the opportunity. Now, there are a lot of tools that will help you with what to say when you meet with her to talk with her about the opportunity. And one of those tools is our opportunity flip chart, which everybody received in their showcases. And if you don't have an updated one, be sure that you get one. But this opportunity flip chart will take you through the steps. Step one, you know, how to open up your discussion with her about the opportunity, as well as how to close your discussion with her about the opportunity. It's a tool that works, so utilize it. It'll make your job that much easier. When it comes to becoming successful at booking shows and sponsoring, it's really all about making the commitment to learn how to book and how to sponsor others. So when you make a commitment to learn and grow, you're going to find that you will move mountains. Some people think that commitment and persistence, that it's all about trying really hard or making a lot of attempts. It doesn't have to be that laborious. You know, the key to success and to getting what you want from your business and from what you want just even for your life is the willingness to do what it takes to accomplish your goals. You know, willingness to do what it takes means that if you want to hold 6 shows every month, that means that you're going to be willing to connect with enough people that will say yes to booking a show. And sometimes it will only take 10 calls or leads to book those 6 shows. And there are going to be other times that it might take 25 or 30 calls to book those shows. But either way, when you have the willingness to do, and that really, the willingness to do is a mental attitude that says, I will do what it takes to book a minimum of 6 shows, whether that means 10 calls or 30 calls. And persistence also is a key element of success. And persistent action follows commitment, but you first must be committed to something before you'll persist to achieve it. And you're going to find that once you've made a solid commitment to achieving your goal, then you'll follow through with relentless determination and action until you reach your desired result. I can remember so many times where I would make a game out of booking, and I would have my prospects, or I had people that said they would hold a show for me in January, and something fell through, but they'd say, okay, you know, I'll hold it for you in, you know, May or March or whenever, and I would keep a list of those people, and I would get on the phone, and I would set a goal and say, okay, I'm not going to get off the phone tonight until I book at least two shows, and I made a game out of it. I always made it fun, and I made my telephone my million-dollar partner in business, because I just realized that the more people that I was willing to connect with, the greater the chances were that I would have a lot of shows on my calendar. And it's really about, you know, making that commitment and willing to do whatever it takes. And once you do that, what's really amazing about commitment is that once you do that, you begin to attract the people and the circumstances necessary to accomplish your goal. It's amazing how that happens. Once you devote yourself to becoming a really strong booker, you will find that you will suddenly, it's almost like magically, meet even more interested people, and you get more leads, and you even get more referrals. And it's not as if those people weren't there to begin with. They've always been there. It's just that your mind never focused on finding them because the commitment wasn't there. The commitment was weak. But once you commit yourself to something, you create like a mental picture of what it would be like to achieve it. And then your mind immediately goes to work. It's like a magnet almost, attracting the people and the events and the circumstances. Everything seems to line up that will help bring your goals to reality. So it's all about commitment, commitment to booking shows, sharing the life-changing opportunity with others. And once you start doing that, you're going to find that golden opportunities are everywhere to meet people who want and need what you have to offer. A lot of it has to do with attitude, taking some time to practice the scripts, being willing to make some mistakes, moving on with a great attitude and high enthusiasm, even after you get a few no's. I know that sometimes when we get a no, we feel rejected, and we take it so personally. And you know, you have to stop doing that. You can't take it personally. And if you hang up the phone and you don't continue and you feel down and you go and off and do something else, and all of a sudden that negative self-talk kicks in, oh, I'm not going to be successful, or, you know, I can't book shows. Well, you know, you do get what you say and think about. You know, those are some words you want to eliminate from your vocabulary. I can't. I'm struggling. That's another word. That's a horrible word, struggling. So a lot of success, really, it's not just about the skill set, but it's about your attitude and how you think and what how you think when something happens. Think good thoughts. Keep going. Believe in yourself. Practice. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Work with your executive manager. There are people all around you that want to see you succeed. But do they want to see you succeed more than you want to see yourself succeed? My message here to you is don't be afraid to ask for help. Keep it in front of you. Keep it a focus. That's why I said earlier, put visual posts everywhere on how many shows you want to hold, how many new team members that you want to sponsor. And this really should be something that is done all the time, not just once in a while when you're excited and you feel like it. Remember that when it comes to success, everybody can be successful. See yourself as a big success. See yourself holding lots of shows, sponsoring lots of people. See yourself helping other people. See yourself earning your dream income. And when you really start to see it and really start to believe in it, eventually you will begin to live it. I'm speaking from experience. It happened to me, and it can happen to you. And the bottom line is this. You will become as successful as you make up your mind to be. So it's great, actually, to know that success is really just a made-up mind. I have seen and met people that just had very little knowledge about skincare, didn't really have too much as far as practicing scripts and really being very articulate when booking their shows, but I'll tell you, they were successful. And it was amazing how successful they were. And that's because they had this raw enthusiasm. They just shown everything, their attitude was great. So a lot of it has to do with the balance of some skill set, but even more importantly, it's your enthusiasm, your belief in yourself, and of course, your attitude. So make up your mind that if you didn't achieve the President's Circle in March, that you will do so in April. Give it a try. Shoot for it. Why not? Picture your name being featured in the newsletter. Envision that $100 check coming to you in the mail. And then make plans to spend that $100. Right now, when we get off the phone, think about it. Gosh, if I had an extra $100 for me, what would I do with it? You know, spring fashions are coming in, and wouldn't it be fun to go out and treat yourself to something new and cute for spring? So I just want to impress upon everybody, you know, booking shows does not need to be difficult if you are willing to talk to enough people, practice your scripts, rehearse, work with your executive manager, get the help you need if you're not getting enough shows done. And remember, shows average about 2.5 to 3 hours. When I spoke with this woman not too long ago, it was within a couple of weeks here, and she shared with me that she held 162 shows in 1 year as a single mom raising 2 children. There is a woman there that is committed to success. And she said she wanted to set goals to show her children that if you put your mind to something, that you can achieve it. And I know that you can too. So I want to just thank everyone for joining me tonight. And until next time, go out and make your dreams come alive. Thanks, everybody, and good night.